Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports with Mike Max. Got a couple of games here locally. Well, one's on the road. The Wolves, Mikey, are taking on Chicago and Zach LaVine.
Yeah, Zach had 40 the other night. They won 118 to 116. He's had some really big nights for him. Obviously, that's going to be debated for some time, the Jimmy Butler trade, et cetera. In essence, the Wolves are left with Robert Covington and Chicago with Zach LaVine. And really, that's where it stands right now. Now, LaVine was always a high-energy guy, can make shots, a little bit immature and emotional when he was here, but he had he's got the big hops, he had the slam dunk, could win the slam dunk contest, the All-Star game, all those things. And it looks like he's blossomed into a pretty good player. It would have been, it's not as if had he stayed and they hadn't made the deal, it still would have taken a while, because when they got Butler, Butler was a mature, finished product, and LaVine was still developing at that time in Chicago. So the first couple of years were a little bit erratic. It looks like he's getting a little bit more consistent out there, but he's the constant reminder, or right now, in different eras, there are different poster childs for the problems that the Timberwolves have right now. He'd be on the poster representing why the Timberwolves have failed so much the last couple of years.
The Wild host Detroit tonight. Matt Dumba is going to be the hero, stopping after that loss Monday to help somebody who was in car trouble. That's a pretty neat story.
Yeah, guys, picture taken with a couple of them. And I remember in 1991. Remember, the Twins won the World Series, and remember, we got hit with less than a week later, we had the epic blizzard, the Halloween blizzard.
Yeah.
And Jack Morris had returned from the house where they went out and visited as champions, and he did the same thing. Somebody was in that blizzard, was pulled off to the side. Jack had a four-wheel drive, as you'd imagine, and he knew how to. He's a handyman, and the guys, he didn't know what he was going to do in the ditch. Can you imagine that? Out of the car pops Jack Morris, the World Series MVP, and tows you out of the ditch. I thought of that when I saw Dumbo's photos. This guy's sitting there, all of a sudden, next thing you know, hey, you're that guy that threw the 10-inning shutout the other night. So, every once in a while, you see that stuff. But, Dumbo got a feel-good story out of it.
Your good friend Johnny Tower of St. Thomas, Mike, goes for his 200th coaching win tonight at McAllister. He is on pace to become one of the fastest men's basketball coaches to win 200 games in NCAA history.
Whoa, holy cow, Johnny. He's got a son playing out there at Creighton Durham Hall, and his son comes off the bench for the Raiders, and they are starting to play some basketball too. So I know Johnny goes to a lot of those games. They devoured a good Moundsview team the other day by about 20-some points, and I think Johnny's helped coach a lot of those players in that program as well in the summertime. So he's kind of done year-round coaching, and he's got two programs kind of in play right now.
So last night, high school girls basketball, you had a lot of D1 coaches watching, including Gino Ariemo was there, as Hopkins held off Wayzata. Big crowd, Mike, at Lindbergh Center, 87-77, but you saw some pretty good players. Not only Paige Beckers, but there's some players out there that are going to be recruited again.
Are you kidding me? There are probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 Division I players in the floor last night. Jenna Johnson, who's committed from Wayzata, outstanding. Their point guard's great. And then you've got another Najee coming for Hopkins. Her brother's playing at the University of Arizona, going to be a first-round pick in the NBA if he goes out after this year. I mean, it is stacked across the board. I was at Hopkins girls' practice there not long ago. And Brian Cosgriff, who just went into the Hall of Fame, they're a great coach. And watching them shooting the drills that they do, there is no shortage of talent. Now, a lot of people would say, there's your state championship game. There's one problem: those two teams are in the same section, so they'll meet in the section finals almost for sure, and not a certainty, but a really good chance that Winter goes on and wins state, given the talent base of both those teams right now.
You know, we mentioned Johnny Tower going after Win 200 tonight, and then I think about Brian Cosgriff, who you just mentioned, the great head coach at Hopkins. If you look at his record, it looks fake. It's so good.
It is. You're absolutely right. And he was an assistant to Ken Novak for a long time on the boys' side, then shifted over. And you mentioned McAllister earlier. He was a great player himself at McAllister back in the day. Great point guard for McAllister, and still works the chain gang for the Gopher football team on the in the fall. So he's a busy, active guy. And he told me that this Paige Beckers this year, with all the internet creations that there are, almost video magazines out there now, instead of the old written publications as we knew them, it's almost video magazines. He said they came out from the East Coast and they filmed something with her, and he said it was off the charts. It was all day. They bought pizza for the kids because they needed more people in it, and they had smoke filled, you know, she'd come running out of a smoke filled something, and he said he just couldn't believe it. He didn't know what he'd signed up for when they came out to do it. It was like an off day, and they used this. He said it was the most incredible, and it took like 8 hours just to tape it, and it was just for a segment on her. That's how crazy that's gotten.
Well, it's like you when you do the sports every night. People don't see that behind the scenes on TV, that they do a big smoke thing when you come walking out. They should carry that live one time.
I know they refuse to, and I've kind of got my fist in the air, you know, as I'm coming through, sometimes eyes closed as if, you know, I want to give that final look of like I'm meditating one more time to kind of get my peace about myself. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things that you got to do within that smoke-filled room to really sell it, I think. You know, I've got the scripts. I look at them, glance at them one more time as if to say, okay, now we're ready. Everything's in place. It's an emotional, moving time, and we haven't captured it well because they don't want to allow that on. But it's a big part of getting ready for every broadcast.
Well, and of course, you got a fascinating team there that does makeup because you use that eye black when you come out, and somehow they get that off before you start your sports.
Exactly. Now you can tape it on, so it's become a lot easier. And Mike Lynch showed me that. You know, he puts it on when he gets in the car in the morning, and he said, this is how I get my game face going. And then he snarls and whatnot while he's driving down 35 there. So, you know, you know this, Dave, but you go, well, why is he so up when he gets here at 5 in the morning? Well, that's already been in play now for an hour, right? Yeah. It starts with his breakfast. He has a pregame meditation. You know, and you don't want to be around him, do you, during that time? Because, I mean, if you're Kathy's wife, they just stay away early in the morning because he's getting ready to go because he knows that forecast is coming.
Well, in the studio, we remove all sugar when he's in here. So
yes.
He doesn't need any more of that. Last night, Kansas played Kansas State. The score was 81-60. Kansas won it, but it was what happened at the end of the game that got nasty, and Bill Self, the head coach, talked about it afterwards.
That was an embarrassment on our part for the role that we played in it, and there will be consequences that I'm sure I'll announce tomorrow for that role as soon as I'm able to study it and come to grips with all of it.
Yeah, he's a pretty tough disciplined guy. I don't think he's going to put up with much, Maxie. That was ugly at the end.
Yeah, he's also trying to beat the conference to the punch and show that if he levies some punishment, he's going to hope that it's something, because the conference or anybody else in the NCAA could look at it and say, that's not enough, Bill Self. This kid is suspended for, because it got ugly. I mean, I was doing the radio show, and you know, you have the TV monitors up in there, and you're going, what the heck is that? Who's that playing? And they were in the stands, and the guy had a chair. And, it was really bad in terms of a visual or an optic. I didn't really look at it, but the picture started to surface then all over social media. You know, a guy holding the chair, a guy looks like, and those almost look worse than the actual video because it looks like something worse is going to happen when you see it. And so, you know, it's not, 1972 Gophers, Ohio State, but the difference is, in this day and age, everything is out there right away, and it's so viral so quick. So Bill Self, that storied program, they got a lot that they're going to have to consider here because they got a good team again, as they always do, and he's got some real problems there.
And we have Andrew Wiggins. Didn't Andrew play for Kansas, Maxie?
Andrew Wiggins played for Kansas, absolutely. Played just 1 year, of course. He and Joel Embiid, who's at Philadelphia, is there at the same time. And, of course, they've had so many great ones go through there. Cole Aldrich was there from Bloomington Jefferson, of course, had a great career there, and then ended up playing for the Timberwolves down the road, and he's now playing overseas. So, yeah, Kansas is good every year. They're really good in basketball.
Do you think the Wolves are pursuing any kind of trade possibilities?
Well, you know, they could be dumping now, as they did with T. I don't know if that would put, you know, Covington would be the guy that you talk about first because he's an experienced guy that might have some value. They don't have a lot of value in other players. You know, you're not going to trade Jarrett Culver because he's a rookie and you want to see where he ends up. You're not going to trade Andrew Wiggins because he got a contract nobody's going to pick up. You're not going to trade Karl Anthony Towns because he's a franchise player. And then after that, you just got a bunch of guys and guys that, you know, yeah, you can trade them. You're not going to get much in return. You can move the parts around. You can make it look, but you know, salary cap relief might be. And they don't even have a lot of guys that fit into that particular formula where you trade for the guy just so you can dump their salary after and get cap relief after the year. They don't have a lot of guys like that even because most of these guys that they brought in are not like that. They, you know, Lehman is the one guy that has been injured that, you know, you thought could have helped him. He's been out now for, I don't know, it's been a couple months. Coming off the bench, but other than that, you just don't see a lot of bright spots in this thing. They don't have a point guard. They're playing guys from Des Moines that they're bringing up. It just there are not a lot of guys there that can bring you value right now. Covington would be the only one.
Trade talk with the Twins. Are they going to make any moves for a pitcher? You think they'll package up anybody and try to get a trade done?
You know, I don't know this as fact. This is speculation on my part, but given what they've done with Josh Donaldson in the lineup, I wouldn't be surprised if they went to spring training and even the first part of the season to see how this plays out, because your next best bet might be as you get closer to the trade deadline. Now, the mistake that they've made in the past is if you want somebody in June, get them. Don't wait for the deadline, because by the deadline, you don't know how many teams are going to be involved in it. Bumgarner last year, he all of a sudden, San Francisco got back into the playoff picture, so he was off the market. He was on for a while, it looked like. I don't know that for sure. But if you want somebody in May or June, you better pull the trigger and make the deal, because it's too hard to acquire starting pitching closer to the deadline, because what they want goes up so much. Plus, there's more teams in the race at that point in time, and they don't want to trade them, so you're competing against more teams.
At some point, we've got to figure this out. We talked about this last week on the show when the Twins signed Josh Donaldson, that number 20 is what he wears, but wait a minute, that's what Eddie Rosario wears. How do they make a decision on that one?
Well, yeah. I think with Donaldson's money, he can buy Eddie out if he wants, first of all.
And they do that, don't they? They do that sometimes.
They do that sometimes. If it means a lot to him, he can buy him out. And I don't know what price tag Eddie would have on that, how dearly he holds that, how much he regards that. That'd be one option. And I don't know if Donaldson's tied. Some guys are, as you know, Dave. Some guys are tied to their number. That all goes hand in hand with what they think they are and who they are and their persona and their brand. But I don't know if Donaldson has that about him or not. Jack Morris covered him in Toronto when he was doing broadcasts there, and he says, this guy's got an edge. He says, all you got to do is look at his haircut. That's all you need to know about him. He's got an edge to him.
Yeah, that's a cool signing. I think that's for daggone sure, so that'll be fun. Well,
my God. You know, and they coming off the bench, they got Marwin Gonzalez and Jake Cave, real athletic outfielder. I mean, you look at the depth they have because nobody plays, you know, 162 games, and they still got guys that can hit home runs coming off the bench.
Yeah, and down in the minor leagues, Kirilloff and Lewis and Larnach. And,
I mean,
wow, they got some. Who knows, but got to have pitching too, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and that's why they could make the deal, as you mentioned, the deal for the pitching, because they've got some stuff now stocked up. Larnach sitting down there, you know, big bat. I don't think they want to deal him or Lewis or those guys. But you do have it out there, especially if there's a real ace that's available, you do have prospects that you can dangle.
Well, Chad at noon, we'll have some of the Twins from on the caravan today at noon, so we'll be anxious to hear what they have to say about that. Hey, Maxie, I appreciate your time. We won't hear you tonight because there'll be a Timberwolves game, but we'll have you back tomorrow morning if you don't mind.
Yep. Cleaning Mike Lynch's desk again today. You know, every time Shannon said it yesterday, she said, you left a little bit early the other night. Yeah, you were supposed to be here till 9 cleaning his desk. You didn't do it, so I got to come back tonight when the Timberwolves game. People think I don't work because the Wolves are on. I got all kinds of things they have me doing, and Lynch's desk is always kind of where it begins and ends.
You need a month for that, buddy. You need environmental hazard control for that.
Yeah, get a suit, get a toxic suit, and come back in here tonight.
I left him a Ron Sherrick calendar there.
Oh,
his 2019 was the same one Ron gave me last week.
You put it right past, right next to the memo from 1995?
Exactly, the one from Steve Cannon.
Yes.
It's 14 till 9. Thanks, Maxie. Thanks, Mikey. It is 14 before the top. This is WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.